Toward the top, our race to the top continues here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, entertain and welcome Dr. Jay Kumar back to the program for his weekly motivation. The idea that you can achieve anything you put your mind to. People say, oh, that's only in the movies. That's only in books.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is not. It is something that is a fact. You can do what you want to do, what you set your mind to do. The only thing that stands between you and what you want from life is the will to pursue it, the faith to believe that you can accomplish what you want. And that's the thing. If you want, if most people don't realize, Jay, thank you, by the way, for being here again and helping us out. Most people, I think, don't realize that they can have anything on earth that they want, but the mental challenges, because we are so inculcated with the self-sabotage, and this, I speak from personal experience, it was only because my father didn't know any better. He came from lack. He was an orphan, grew up on the streets, knew only what he learned on his own. His grandmother taught him a few things, but mostly to be careful and to look out for other people. And so what he grew up thinking was that you have a spot in life, and that's what you should accept. So he would say that to me, you should be happy with, you should be appreciative of. And so when I reached out to try to do more, he would pull me back. And he even did it as an adult. You know, he said to me regarding the radio, well, you've got a lot of the nice little stations here and there, and you should be satisfied with that, and, you know, don't rock the boat. And so I think there are a lot of people who feel that way, because they've grown up being told, you better be careful, you better look out. It's that fear-based thinking that we talk so much about, which is so destructive, it's really sad. But it's used by people who want to control other people. My father suddenly wanted to control me. He wanted to make me in his image. And it always disappointed him that I wasn't. But you know what? It had a fact on it, because I wanted to please. We all want to. I mean, what the psychological term is for it, but we all want to please our parents, do we not? Isn't that how we...
Yeah. You touched on so many great points. Of course, I just want you to know, it's always an awesome pleasure to be here every week. I just love
it. It's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor, it's a privilege, right. And it's fun. And more importantly for me, it's fun.
Yeah, well, it's good. Just being able to share
what my experience and wisdom to everyone out there. So I want to respond to two things you mentioned, Doug. One is the fact that, yes, we have the power to manifest what, you know, our wishes, our dreams, and it really goes back to this very simple perspective that it's all a matter of our thoughts and our opinions. You know, how we view the world. Do we see the world as scary and dangerous or as, you know, threatening? And if so, we tend to be in a reactive survival response mode. If we see the world as abundant, amazing, fantastic, and this incredible journey of life, we see the world's opportunities for expansion, growth, love, you know, all those things. So literally it goes back to that whole adage, you know, is the glass half full or half empty? Is life scary, or is life about, you know, expansion and growth? And so there are certain people who are hardwired, and this is the thing I want to maybe just emphasize here. We are, when we go into this negative thinking, or maybe what I call limited thinking or survival mode, we actually build a construct or a network in our brain that reinforces the world in this vision or in this worldview that's scary and dangerous. There's actually a term for it, believe it or not. It's called a negativity bias. And I think I may have mentioned this before, but I'd love to share with you again this point again, because I think it's so crucial. It's such an amazing point. They discovered about 4 or 5 years ago in a study at University of, I think it was in Missouri or Indiana, I can't remember which, but point being is that they showed in this study that we're bombarded with so many threatening and images and thoughts, ideas in our minds. It takes up to 5 empowering positive messages to outweigh 1 negative one. And the phrase I like to use is, like, you know, it's a fun one. You might be able to get this. The mind is like Velcro for negative thoughts, but Teflon for positive ones. We really have to work at the positive thoughts. We really do have to work at this idea that the world is not scary. The world is not limiting. The world is not about scarcity. The world in our life is about expansion and growth. And we can shift our attitudes. Once we begin to really shift our attitudes and see the world through this lens, if you will, of joy and adventure, we can begin to shift this negativity bias into a positivity bias. And I'd like to show you one more component to this, because I know this. In addition to talking about the theory behind it, I really like to, you know, have you to tell you the experiential, how you can actually begin to cultivate this in your life. That's one thing about, you know, sharing with you all the latest research. But what I think is really important for all of you to experience and to get is how to cultivate the tools to do this in your life.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, fantastic. So I've got the green light to go ahead and do this. Perfect.
I thought you were finishing a sentence. When you finish that sentence, then I'm going to pause for a moment, and we'll come back to your explanation.
Yes.
Of how to make this happen with you. It goes across the board, by the way, no matter where you are, what you want in life. You want to be pregnant, you want to be married, you want to have children, you want to have a new job, you want to, whatever it is, you think it through and try not to be influenced by the negative stuff that's around you, because there's so much of it. Hard to do, easier said than done, no question about it. I go back to that self-sabotage thing that's a part of, unfortunately, many of our lives. But that doesn't mean you can't work on it. 800-510-8255. Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us, and his website is Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, drjkumar.com. It's the 13 and change after the hour on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
The human side.
I could have waved so early in the morning.
Of things. Thank you. 19, where are we? 16. And change past the hour, huh? Motivation. Certainly, it's a good thing Rich is not in charge of this hour, or we'd all be committing Harry Carey.
Oh, I motivate. Without a doubt, I motivate.
Get to work. Get your butt out of the chair.
Let's get going. Come on.
All right. So, well, I mean, there's something to be said for that, though, Jay, isn't there? Getting people moving that way.
Listen, Doug likes to bring all this happy-go-lucky, feel-good, kumbaya stuff to the, you know, to the table. But when it really gets down to it, Doug is a nose-to-the-grindstone, let's-get-it-done, I-don't-want-to-hear-any-excuses, let's-go-right-now kind of guy. And he tries to work in the kumbaya in there, and sometimes they just don't work together, do they?
Well, I don't know. There are some people. I'm actually going to just say that, yeah, Doug's a really optimistic, upbeat, you know, go-get-him type of guy.
Never stops, and will never let anybody tell him he can't do it. And to get what he wants, he has to be forceful with everybody that works around
him
and expect us to be the same.
All right, so Richie yesterday talked to a guy who runs an advertising company that I work with. And, Richie, you can feel free to tell Jay what this guy said to you.
He said, now I know how Doug can fill 6 hours of program time. He just keeps on talking until he gets what he wants.
I took that as a compliment. I didn't really think that.
And he was laughing when he said it. He was like, I know. Now I get it.
He hasn't dealt with
Doug,
me much.
Doug is a little verbose, but that's what we like about him. He speaks his mind, and he lets you know it, too.
But my point really is we can all try to be positive and reinforcing all we want, but really, to really get what you want in life, you have to be forceful. And every now and then that offends.
There's a difference between being forceful and being persistent. You know, forceful is like using your power to overcome the power of someone else. You know, that really isn't what
right.
Because that goes into combat mode, and that goes into survival, and then that goes into all these aspects of this guy's going to get this person out to get me, so I got to react to that right away. But, you know, the great thing, there's so much research coming out from the fields of neuroscience, and one of the things I've always said is that our psychology creates our biology, or more importantly, our psychology influences our biology. And vice versa as well, our biology can also in turn influence our psychology. One of the most profound tools that all of you can do to experience a greater sense of calm and centeredness to get you through your day and to really help you manifest your goals, your dreams and your visions is just taking the moment, taking some time every day and just begin to experience that sense of, you know, of calm and centeredness within yourself. And the most profound way to do this that they've shown is through the breath. Last week when I was on the show, I kind of led all of you through this like deep breathing belly meditation. And what they've now shown is that when you go into this deep belly breathing, it just takes like a few seconds or a few minutes every day, your mind becomes calm. The brain waves, the four brain waves, the alpha, the beta, the theta, the delta, all come into coherence. When you're in that state, when you're in that place, you're more calm and centered, and you see the world exactly for what it is, not as a place of evil and threat, but as a place of expansion and growth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone!
This is one of those songs where you hear it and you go, oh, my goodness. So right now we celebrate the birthday of William Shatner, who's turning 81 years old today.
Our buddy Bill.
Your buddy Bill. I remember him. He's your dad's bestie, your dad's pal.
That's right.
Yep. So here's what he does, all of these poetry type.
He does. When he sings, he talks.
Yeah.
And you're gone!
So Bill turns 81 today, and Jennifer's going to invite me to his 82nd birthday party.
Yes, because I've been invited, too.
Exactly.
No,
all right.
I haven't.
For you are beautiful.
Oh,
another oldie but a goodie.
What is that?
You know,
more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Usually I might skip this kind of stuff, but Roger Whittaker, big voice, big voice.
I heard. There's a wicked war of
things. Turning 76 years old today.
The war I know so very well.
All right, let's get rid of the oldies section here. Here's Chad and Jeremy.
It's over and done. Cause that was yesterday.
Jeremy Clyde. Turning 71 today.
We had such happy lives together.
Yeah. There we go.
Now we're talking.
So give me the night. George Benson. Give me the night, Jennifer.
You can't handle the night, Rich.
There's no doubt in my mind. 69 years old today he turns. Thursday, but I always find that I have Friday on my mind. Harry Van Dyne, turning 66, the guitar player. There we go.
The music.
What in the world is this? Oh!
The Phantom of the Opera! You cur!
Sorry.
Let your mind start a journey to a strange new world. Leave all thoughts.
Today's Andrew. Andrew Lloyd Webber's birthday. He's turning a year younger than Doug. He's 64 today.
Let your soul take you where you long.
Did you ever see this?
I haven't.
You haven't seen the Phantom of the Opera?
I haven't seen the Phantom.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I need to. But I almost feel like I should see these things in New York.
Oh,
right here, down here.
Right.
Now we're talking.
Just don't sit under the chandelier when you go to see Phantom of the Opera.
Thank you for that. Kind of spooky, too.
It's one of my favorite songs. I don't know why I love it.
It's kind of a girl anthem, isn't it?
It is kind of fun.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. J.D. Doherty, he was the drum player for Patti Smith Group, Because the Night. He turns 60 today. I want to see if we can get out of this thing. Oh, here we go.
Can we young it up?
Yeah, young it up here. Stephanie Mills.
59, possibly?
55 today.
Oh.
And then we'll go really young here.
Don't hurt yourself.
Suzanne Sully from the Human League, 49 today.
Nice.
Don't you want
That's
me, Jennifer?
Birthday.
Don't you want me? Don't you want me?
Of course.
It's 20
Don't you want me, baby?
Don't you want me, Dougie?
Don't you want me, baby?
A girl's search for her mother and the grown-ups who help her along the way. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
I know where your birth mother is. I saw her not long ago. And she did get that education, and she does have that career. Finally home after all that running.
Jasmine Guy plays a nurse who was present at the birth of young Hannah, played by Rachel Hendricks, in October Baby, a thoughtful new movie from Samuel Goldwyn Films. Like many adoptees, Hannah struggles with feelings of abandonment, but her sense of rejection is magnified because at age 19, she also learns she was born prematurely, the result of a botched abortion. With a bunch of friends, Hannah sets out to find her birth mother, and along the way she roots out essential information from a helpful police officer and from that nurse, played with warm intensity by Jasmine Guy, best known as the star of Bill Cosby's 1990 sitcom, Another World. Dead set against Hannah's quest is her dad, played by Smallville co-star and former Duke of Hazzard, John Schneider, who's also not fond of the friends she's going with.
Remember Hannah?
Yeah, the spaz?
Yeah, that's her dad.
Who are you?
B-Mac, his cousin. And, you know, I'm driving them to their thing.
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again?
B-Mac.
No, your name, your real name, your actual name.
I go by B-Mac. I mean, seriously.
Performances aside, October Baby is noteworthy in that it tells its compelling story without preaching to either side of the abortion issue. It's a film without villains, says Sherry Rigby, who plays the woman who gave birth to Hannah.
I think that what's so great about October Baby is that you do put your political talking points aside and you come in and you get so involved in the characters and you fall in love with them and the story and you're laughing and you're crying and you go through all these different emotions. And then what happens is it's not pointing fingers, it's actually forgiveness.
October Baby is in theaters now. I'm Bill Newcott.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on changes that are a part of your life. How do you view changes that come into your life? Dr. Jay Kumar is here visiting with us, as he is every week at this time, trying to help us understand what it is that can get you motivated. And, boy, I'm following this lady who lost her leg in the tornado a couple of weeks ago, saving her children. There's a real story there. You wonder, the average people doing extraordinary things lived in a kind of a mini McMansion in this town where the tornado came through and ripped out 600 homes, killed 14, 15 people. The house is now, you look at the sticks that were the house, and you imagine how in the world could anybody live through this? Well, she told the children, I think they were hiding under a sink or in a bathtub. I don't remember where they were, but in the bathroom, I'm pretty sure. And the mother gets on top of the kids, and beams came down from, as the home collapsed, the carrier beams for the second floor collapsed on top of her legs. And she was able to protect and save the children as she's lost both of her legs. When you see the story, you hear from her, you understand how this motivation, this thing we're talking about, if she were an oh, woe is me or Jay, I don't think those children would be alive today. Instinctively, yeah.
Instinctively went to that reaction where she knew she had to be of service and help these children, save their lives. Yeah. It was like that, you know, she overcame her fear.
Yeah.
She overcame her fear of saying, I've got to overcome my fear, knowing that I may, you know, my life might be in danger, but this is the, I'm taking this risk because it's for the greater good.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great example you just mentioned, Doug, is that how we really have the power within ourselves. How we choose to respond to situations in life are so crucial. Do we choose to respond to aspects of our life when change or, you know, catastrophe happens? Do we choose to respond to it with depression, anger, woe is me, that whole sense of self-sabotage, or do we see opportunities in our lives to really, you know, of something new coming in? And this is a great, you know, I was just thinking about this today. We just had, spring was just the other day. It was like the first day of spring was, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
And the great thing about spring, as you know, it's called the equinox. Why is it called the equinox? Because there's equal night, equal day. There's balance in our lives. And so I like to maybe use those analogies that we need to find that place within us that has that balance, that place within us where we can go to that place of balance and calm and centeredness when the storms come, when the chaos around us, you know, gets really frenetic. And what I was kind of saying earlier in the show, we now know that there are tools that we have that can enable us to experience a greater sense of equanimity and calm and centeredness. One of the most powerful, there are two actually I'll share with you. These are just tools we can start doing, you can start doing today. One is the power of the breath. They've now shown that when you're in a stressful situation, when you've got a stressful thought coming in or you're feeling an anxious moment or something stressful triggers you, you have the ability to counteract that. There's something called the relaxation response. They just discovered this in neurobiology about a decade ago. In conjunction with there being the stress response, the good news is, I want to share this with you, is that we have the relaxation response. This is the capacity for us to go into that deeper sense of calm and centeredness in our lives. They have found over and over again the easiest way to trigger that relaxation response is by doing some deep breathing. There's a tons of research that's come out now that's showing that when you go into deep breathing, your brain goes into a deeper state of relaxation, a deeper state of calm, a deeper state of focus. And in that place, you can make decisions that are not from that place of reacting to stress, but by kind of adapting to stress. There's a big difference between the two. And so one thing is to do that just deep breathing. When you find yourself having an anxious thought, when you find yourself in a stressful situation, I want you to know that you have the power to change that. You don't have to be a victim to the stressors in your life. You can actually become an active participant and choose to respond and adapt to the stress that we have in our lives. And so one thing we have is the breath. It's so crucial. What I've also found...
Jay, hold on one second.
Sure.
Roberta. Yeah. Okay. I want Roberta to hear this. I want Roberta to listen, and I want Roberta to go through it because she's got a lot of stress going on right now with her condo and her businesses and stuff like that. So I absolutely want to make sure. So Roberta, I want you to be listening to this. I want you to just shut up and breathe. Okay, Jeff. Sorry.
Well, we've all heard that phrase, "take a breather." You know, when things are really stressed out, you know, someone says, "Hey, just take a breather." There's really a medical fact behind that. It's not just some phrase that we say. There's actually a medical truth behind the fact when we say take a breather. When you find yourself in moments of stress, hey, let's all face it. We've all got stress in our lives. You know, I'd be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't have stress in his or her life. But the good news is we have the tools, and we've discovered the tools. We have the research from neuroscience and neuropsychology that can help us to go into this place of feeling more relaxed and centered. So the most easy and the most efficient and the most abundant tool that you have at your disposal at any moment in your life is your breath. It is that power of just feeling that sense of connection. And so one way to do that is just to pause when you find yourself stressed out, when you find yourself saying, oh, my God, I've got like 100 things to do today. What am I going to do? What's the next thing I've got to happen right now? Just take that moment right there, close your eyes, and just shift your breathing from that shallow, hyperventilating breath to something which is more deeper and connected into your lower belly. The reason why that is so powerful is that it triggers what's called the vagus nerve. And so, this is all probably new to many of you here, have even heard about the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is the largest nerve that is in our nervous system. It corresponds to what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, which is really the aspect of our nervous system which governs our sense of relaxation, digestion, immune function, all those things, as opposed to the sympathetic nervous system, which is all about fight or flight. When we automatically start going to shallow breathing, our brain thinks that there is a we're in survival mode. Our brain thinks that there's something really we go into fight or flight mode. When we go into our deeper belly breathing, our brain relaxes. Our brain waves come into coherence. We begin to experience a deeper sense of calm and focus. And in that place of calm and focus, you begin to take the steps that you need to do in your life to manifest whatever it is, or to cope with all the stress in your life. And so I think what I'm really trying to say is that we all have these tools, but we've never been, you know, taught how to use them.
Right, they're just there.
They're there. And yeah. So the great thing, what I do, and I think I mentioned this, I was kind of chatting with Jennifer in the break, one of the things that I'm doing right now at the university where I teach is I'm offering a weekly Thursday noon a meditation and relaxation time where anyone on campus can just come and just learn how to deep breathe and just go in that place of relaxation. It's a great thing that we all can do. And if you don't know how to do this deep belly breathing, if you go to my website, drjaykumar.com, you'll see a guided meditation link. If you click on there, you'll see a video, a guided video that will take you into a five-minute relaxation technique that can help you experience more grounding, more calm and centeredness in your life.
And for all you out there who are thinking this sounds like sissy stuff and it's feel-good kind of thing, last night, just after I spent 1 hour kicking people's butts in Taekwondo on sparring night, we sit down and do this. Mm-hmm. And we do it to kind of get back onto, we've just had an hour of just really just wound-up stuff. Time to bring it down a little bit. And then we focus on what we did and the things that we learned in that class. So we take about 2 minutes after our class of just total sweat, total just kicking, punching, the whole thing, and just chill.
Absolutely.
And
you know,
it works.
There's a quote that it's by Dr. James Gordon from he's a professor of psychiatry at Georgetown University Medical School, that says, "Slow, deep breathing is probably the single best anti-stress medication we ever have." Mm-hmm. It's pretty powerful. I want to say one warning to you. Slow, deep breathing may cause long-lasting side effects such as increased happiness, optimism, health, calm, and alertness.
Oh, who wants that?
Yeah. Who wants that?
You notice how quiet
those
I get
the
when Jay is here?
Side effects of deep belly breathing.
Does everybody notice how quiet I get when Jay is here?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just kind of like in your little Buddha?
I'm not doing that, but I'm here to tell you that what Jay is suggesting works, and all you have to do is give it a shot. The thing that's problematic with Jay is that if you're somebody who always needs, I don't know if support's the right word, but needs encouragement, there's a job for Jay with almost everybody. We could almost all take a Jay with us every day, everywhere we are going, in order to remind us of the better side of us. We all have a better side.
And for those of you who are here in Los Angeles, I'm giving a lecture, a workshop this coming Saturday on neuroscience, health, and healing, and how to really use these tools and how to really cultivate these aspects of deeper sense of calm and centeredness in your life. And it's going to be this Saturday, 10:30 to 12:30 here in L.A. You can go to my website, drjaykumar.com, and learn more about that. But I want to share with you one more thing. And so the other tool that I would like to impart to you, in addition to into that deep belly breathing that I just mentioned, the other is literally rethinking and just having an automatic thought switch in your mind. I mentioned this one thing earlier called the negativity bias. We're bombarded all the time with images or thoughts or ideas of people telling us that maybe, you know, life is stressful, or even just the stresses in our life that make us think that we don't have the ability to really move forward or to manifest and cope with all the change and aspects of stress in our lives. The other thing, and this is something, again, that it's not woo-woo when I say this. I want you to really know there's a whole neuroscience behind the backing of everything that I'm saying right now. The other thing to do is to actually, when you're in those moments of stress and panic, is to just, in addition to doing the deep belly breathing, which we just went through, is to take a moment and couple that with an empowering thought. The thought that I think, which is really beneficial, that I teach to my clients and to my students, sounds something like this. I am calm. I am centered. I am grounded. I have the ability to move forward in my life despite all the changes and stress. You know, you can adapt that to whatever language is more suitable for you. Mm-hmm. And what they're now showing is neuroscience, is that when you begin to just, you know, either speak out loud or kind of have that be the automatic, you know, tape recorder in your head, your neurophysiology, your brain structure begins to change. You begin to experience, you create what's called a neural net. And that neural net is now hardwired in your brain to respond when you are in, when future aspects of stress or anxiety happen in your life. And so, you know, one thing I'll just reiterate again, we all have these tools. You know, the relaxation response and the fact that the brain is a muscle that we can develop and that we can actually, you know, pump up is something which is now being validated over the past 10 years, the past decade of research from neuroscience. So, you know, as Rich just mentioned earlier, this is not some sissy woo-woo stuff, all kumbaya stuff.
It's a real deal.
It is, but you can also use it for the kick butt kind of stuff, too.
Yeah. So check out Jay's website, Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com, drjkumar.com. Wonderful way for us to look at life today. It's the 12 before the hour.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Go to SportsAuthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting good.
Awesome. Jennifer,
awesome.
How's our Facebook page looking?
Awesome.
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 How's our connection to people on Twitter?
Awesome.
Awesome.
No. How's talk and conversation in general doing?
It's all right.
You're listening to the Daily Conversation about the World. Everything's A-okay. 51 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Dude.
that's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
On the campaign trail, it can often be a bumpy road that includes lots of gas-filled potholes. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In viewing the top two Republican presidential candidates, you might say it has been a gaffapalooza this week. A few days ago, on the day of the Illinois presidential primary, Rick Santorum spent a portion of his day explaining away this comment he had made about the unemployment situation.
I don't care what the unemployment rate's going to be. Doesn't matter to me.
Yikes. Didn't take long for Mitt Romney to jump all over that.
I do care about the unemployment rate. It does bother me.
It was on that day that Romney scored a decisive win over Santorum and all others in the Illinois primary. But the tables were turned yesterday as Romney went into damage control after Romney's advisor, Eric Fernstrom, said this on CNN about how a general election strategy would play out.
Well, I think he hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an etch-a-sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again.
Uh-oh. That infers, of course, that Romney would shift his position on issues, otherwise known as flip-flopping. And it didn't take long for Mitt Romney's opponents to pounce on this. Both Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich actually held up etch-a-sketches at campaign stops yesterday. Here's what Gingrich had to say.
You could not have found a more perfect illustration of why people distrust Romney than to have his communications director say that the etch-a-sketch allows you to erase everything in the general election.
As for Romney, he did eventually address the etch-a-sketch thing later in the day.
The issues I'm running on will be exactly the same.
All right, he's nowhere near a microphone, so we'll translate. Romney insisting his positions on issues will not change in a general election. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, Sprint Cup champion and co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. So I've got a question for you. Want to be a co-owner of my race team? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang out with me, Ryan Newman, driver of the 39 Quicken Loans Chevy, and the whole crew. It'll be awesome. Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, something of a mixed day for the market yesterday. The Dow off by 46 points to 13,125. S&P down 3, NASDAQ up a point. Crude oil prices increased $1.12 a barrel, finishing at $107.19. There's a new poll out that shows more and more Americans are not happy with the recent mixing of religion with politics. The Pew Research Center says 38% of Americans now say politicians are overemphasizing their expressions of faith and prayer. Back in 2001, just 12% said politicians talk too much about religion. Football notes, the NFL slapping the New Orleans Saints with stiff penalties after it was determined the team had organized a bounty system that rewarded defensive players for taking out opposing players. The league suspending head coach Sean Payton for 1 year, along with former defensive coordinator Greg Williams, now with the Rams, indefinitely. Elsewhere, quarterback Tim Tebow, who attracted so much attention as a member of the Denver Broncos last season, has been traded to the New York Jets.
I feel like this is a great opportunity for me to develop. I think, you know, I'll be playing for great coaches.
Tebow saying all the right things after being traded to the Jets 1 day after free agent quarterback Peyton Manning was signed by the Broncos. And finally, see if you recognize this noise. That's the sound air makes as it hits your ears, face, and entire body. This is paragliding. A woman named Mary Hardison of Salt Lake City knows what this is like. Last year, she watched her son and grandson do a tandem paraglide.
And I didn't want anyone in my family to outdo me.
And so, Mary did her own tandem paraglide. And the folks at Guinness World Records recently certified that Mary is the oldest person ever to do it. She's 101.
And so here I am. Becoming world famous because I did something I wanted to.
Mary, a great-grandmother, says the secret to living past 100 is to stay active.
You don't feel your aches and pains when you're up and doing something. So get off your duff. Get yourself up and do these little things.
Little things? Paragliding a little thing? Not sure my duff would survive. But Mary, you are an inspiration to us all. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way, but I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.